He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the February 20th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, you know, we've got a little bit of a Greece hangover in the market today. They are meeting again, and markets don't like uncertainty, especially going into a weekend. Markets do not like uncertainty, so we're down a little bit here right now. We can't complain too much, though. We've been seeing new highs in the market recently. The S&P 500 is down 9 points right now. You know, 9 points only works out to 0.44 these days. I can remember when it was a much bigger percentage. 0.44, that equates to the S&P landing on 2,088 right now. The Dow, which has seen 18,000 this past week, is down 89, and 89 points these days comes in at 50.50%. The Dow is at 17,896. The NASDAQ is down 12. That only translates to 0.25%. The NASDAQ is at 4,911. Crude oil, also a little bit of a culprit here, although it's only down 0.25%, and it's hanging in there at $51.71 per barrel. You know, everybody thought maybe 35, 40, 25. We had all kinds of dire predictions. Seems to have caught hold in that $45 area. Now we're at 51.71. Gold, 12.10. No traction for gold at all. The euro continues to drop on Greece concerns. 1.1297. Hey, good time to visit the Greek Isles. The 10-year yield coming back down a little, 2.05%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, there's been a lot going on in the markets, and we've been talking about it here on a daily basis. A lot of big things that do move markets, things like earnings reports, things like negotiations in Europe, things like dock worker strikes, all kinds of things pulling, tugging this way, that way on the market. And it does affect our lives, our portfolios, our 401ks, our IRAs. Earlier in the week, we discussed the big picture of the market right now. I do that every single weekend in my newsletter. This is important. I'm a market timer. I am not a buy and hold, write it down into the ground type. If things start to fall apart, we're going to do something else for a while. Who knows what that will be? We don't know where the opportunities will come up. But having said that, I put out a bullish call in the market back in March of 2009, and I haven't changed my bullish stance on the market ever since then. And when we went through the big picture earlier this week, once again, I said, you know what, if anything, right now we're picking up steam in the market. From time to time during a bull market, you have what's called a risk-on move. It's like finally getting out of traffic in the big city and getting out on the open road, and you put your foot down on the accelerator just a little bit more because there's clear sailing for a while until you get to the next big congestion somewhere along the way. But we're kind of in that mode right now in the market. And in fact, in my newsletter last week, I pointed out the risk on move and where people were putting their foot on the accelerator. What sectors? What stocks? What indexes? Is that move continuing? Or have the brakes been applied? Well, we'll be addressing that in the newsletter again this week. Just to remind you that my website is pwstreet.com, where you can sign up for a free 4-week trial. 4 weeks free of the full newsletter. Then after that, I continue to send the free newsletter, which has all my market calls in it. most of my market calls. We went through the major sectors in the market. I pointed out the sectors that continue to lead. Things like biotechs, things like technology, semiconductors, software. These aren't exactly sectors that people move into when they're afraid. This isn't exactly safe money, is it? This is risk on. Folks, investors right now, for the most part, are seeing clear sailing for a while in the market because they see an economy that's still growing, jobs that are still being created, albeit it could be a lot better, but it's good enough. Earnings that are coming in that are good enough, and we continue to see new highs in a lot of individual stocks and in a lot of individual indexes within the market and within a lot of individual sectors in the market. Earlier this week, we talked about India once again. How the New York Times had a cover story on the surging economy, the surging stock market in India. Well, I'm glad that the New York Times has finally figured it out. I was onto the story last spring, a year ago, when I bought a big chunk of an India mutual fund and some ETFs. And you can see how much they are up since then. Now the New York Times is onto the story. We talked about Jack in the Box earlier this week. Do you know Jack? I wrote an article about Jack in the Box several months ago. The stock's up like 40 or 50% since then. It's a burger joint. It's a fast food. It's a drive-thru. And yet the stock is breaking out to new all-time highs because in addition to their drive-thru, they have a chain that resembles Chipotle, a stock that has soared to over 600. Jack in the Box is hoping that Qdoba stake will continue to soar. Maybe someday they'll break loose Qdoba, spin it off, and it'll be its own little stock of its own. In the meantime, Jack in the Box continues to fly. We talked about VF Corp, a company out of North Carolina that makes work uniforms, athletic uniforms, Lee jeans, Wrangler jeans, a member of the S&P 500, and a stock that's been putting money in shareholders' pockets for quite some time. These stocks that I choose to feature on a daily basis meet my best stocks now criteria. That is, they've been performing better than other stocks in the market for quite some time. This tells me a lot. You know, it tells me a lot when I see a company that hasn't performed for a long time. It tells me that the management is either not good management, maybe they have mediocre management, maybe they have a mediocre product, maybe they've just ran out of room to grow, which in my opinion is the case with Walmart, which we covered earlier this week. A laggard, and yet a lot of people will own the name, not knowing what's under the surface. That's one of the biggest aims that I had with the app when I invented it, the Best Stocks Now app, was to show you what's beneath the surface of the name. You can look underneath the name of Walmart. You can look how it's done over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years, over the last 1 year. How it stacks up against other companies, other stocks, its peers. How does it rank? Is it middle of the class? Is it top of the class? Is it bottom of the class? I like to own stocks that are top of the class. And underneath the surfaces, the valuation. Is it overvalued? Is it fairly valued? Is it still undervalued? And when we can get that rare combination of performance and value to merge together and a strong technical pattern, you know, just a good-looking one-year chart, that's all. That's all I require. Then we come up with what I call Best Stocks Now. And you can follow along in the newsletter. I publish all kinds of Best Stocks Now every single week. Again, my website is pwstreet.com. We took a look at Marriott this past week, a company that has merged those performance numbers with valuation numbers and has become a Best Stock Now. It's funny how the good stocks seem to report good numbers like a Marriott, And the mediocre stocks, like a Walmart, not a mediocre company by any means, but a mediocre stock. We're in this for growth. And if we get a little income, hey, that's good too. But I don't want income without growth, and I will take growth without income, however, but growth is the biggest component because I think everybody wants their portfolio to grow. If you want your portfolio to grow, you've got to somehow zero in on those companies that are growing. Doesn't that just make logical sense? Hey, we got a big winner in the market here today. When we come back, I'm going to tell you why I own it and why I think it's still a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we look for that combining, that collision of value and performance, which is pretty rare, to be honest with you. It doesn't happen all that much. Out of the 3,964 stocks in my database right now, there's about 400, actually. That's a high number because, you know, with this breakout in the market here recently, I have seen more Best Stock Now candidates come to the fore because a lot of areas of the market are breaking out right now. And we are seeing a risk-on move once again. Now, the risk has been on for almost 6 years now, but obviously there's times when you hit heavy traffic and you're stuck in traffic and people start getting off on the exits and right and whatnot, right? Getting off the highway, putting chains on their tire to keep from sliding off when there's troubles in the world. But right now we seem to be in one of those modes along this six-year path that we've been on, where we're on the Autobahn with nothing ahead of us, at least that we can see. Maybe there's something around the next corner that we can't see, and all of a sudden the brakes go on and we're stuck in traffic again. But right now we're in one of those little spots in the market where the market's saying, woo-hoo, roll down the windows. If you got a convertible, let it down and let's go, baby. And we're seeing it go, go, go in a lot of areas. And I pointed these areas out in my newsletter last week. And so far, as I think about this week's newsletter, I think we're going to continue on this theme. I think one of the themes we're seeing in the market right now is new highs. Hey, that's a good theme, isn't it? It sure beats new lows, which we were talking about back in 2009. Now we're seeing new highs in a lot of areas of the market. Why are they hitting new highs? Because their earnings are hitting new highs and prospects remain fairly good still for these companies. Today I'm seeing a new high in a company that I recently purchased. One of the areas of the newsletter that I in the newsletter one of the areas of the market that I pointed out in the newsletter last week was the building sector. Now I don't know why exactly the building sector is taking off here. I think maybe the dirt cheap interest rates have something to do with it, obviously. Maybe the spring, looking ahead, markets look to the future. The markets trade on expectations. And the expectations are that eventually Buffalo will thaw, and Tennessee will thaw, and Minnesota will thaw, and Seattle will green up, and they'll start seeing sunshine again, and spring will come, and then summer, and people will be back in the mode of going to Home Depot, maybe looking at new homes, maybe looking at granite countertops, etc. And those dirt cheap interest rates, you know, that can only help. And one of the stocks that I recently purchased, and I disclosed a few weeks ago in my newsletter, this is one that's pretty recent. Let me pull up my charts here, and we'll take a look at where they're headquartered. I forget where Mohawk, of all things, is headquartered. But Mohawk is in the exciting business of flooring, right? Carpet, tile, things like this. One of the bigger building related, not exactly a home builder, is it? But it's a company that's related to the home builders. And I guess with all the mud that's been tracked in from the snow and the rain and the sleet, people looking to freshen up the house. We're getting into that springtime mode. Mohawk's headquartered in Calhoun, Georgia. I'm not that familiar. We broadcast in Atlanta. I'm sure you know where Calhoun is. I would imagine it's not too far from Atlanta. What does Mohawk Industries do? You know, this is now a $13 billion company, and I would imagine they're a pretty good employer down there. They manufacture floor covering products for residential and commercial applications in the U.S. and in Europe. This is a company that was making $2.14 per share coming out of the recession in 2009. It got clear down to $16 per share at that time. Next year, they're expected to make $11.02 per share in earnings. That's all the way up from $2.14 at the bottom of the recession to expected earnings of $11.02 next year. Now, that's more than just demand. That's also management. That's also management coming up with the products, dominating their industry, and growing those earnings for shareholders. In fact, that earnings growth at Mohawk, MHK, translates into 32% per year average over the last 5 years. And you've heard me talk time and time again about the correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. While Mohawk has been growing its earnings by 32% per year, the stock has been going up by 29.8% per year. Almost a one-to-one correlation there. Doesn't that give you some kind of clue of what to look for in stocks going forward? We want stocks that are going to grow at this kind of rate in the future, hopefully, because there's this strong correlation between stock price appreciation and earnings growth. When you go from $2.14 in earnings to $11.02, your stock goes from 16 in this case to $182.74, and the stock is hitting a new high today. You know, this also points out the fact that best stocks now come in all shapes and sizes. I know, we broadcast in the Palo Alto, San Jose, Silicon Valley area. You know, sometimes there's a tendency to think there's no other stocks outside of semiconductors and the internet and social media and whatnot. How could I ever own a rug stock? How could I ever own a carpet stock? Well, I would venture to say that the performance of Mohawk has been a lot better than most of the technology stocks out there. So there's nothing wrong with owning 25 or 30 stocks in a portfolio. You don't need to own all technology stocks. There's a lot of good stocks in other areas of the market. Food stocks, carpet stocks, lumber stocks, all kinds of crazy things out there. In fact, some of the best stocks that I've owned over the years have been kind of offbeat a little bit, like me, you know. The valuation I find to be quite compelling on Mohawk. We have a PEG ratio of 0.88, less than 1. It's trading still at a discount to its growth rate. I currently own the stock. They reported earnings this week. They clobbered earnings this week, stock hitting new high. Great example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the German-Greek negotiations continue, and we'll see if we can get some kind of a resolution to all of this. In the meantime, we have stocks breaking out to new all-time highs all over the place. I just mentioned Mohawk. It was just in last week's newsletter that I pointed out the building sector. You say, well, Mohawk doesn't build anything. Yes, but it's related to that building sector. The first thing you do when you buy a new home or when you remodel your home, generally speaking, paint it and put in new carpet, right? And apparently a lot of people doing that right now. Heck, Look at the money we're saving on our gas tank. Well, it's time for a fresh coat of paint in the house. Go down, get some Sherwin-Williams or some Pittsburgh glass and paint, some Glidden or whatever, and get some new Mohawk carpet. Does anything smell better than new carpet? Well, not quite that new car smell, but that new carpet smell's not a bad one either. And Mohawk, there's obviously something going on in the economy that's driving people to Mohawk products right now, MHK. And let's not forget that the Home Depot, the Lowe's, they're also breaking out to new all-time highs. I've owned my Lowe's and Home Depot, both of those, for quite some time, and they're also building sector stocks. People go there to buy building supplies, whether it's putting in a new fence, putting in a new sprinkler system, painting the house, carpeting the house. Something's going on there. And these stocks are benefiting, and they're showing up as best stocks now. Now, when we were at the bottom of the recession, or going into the recession, these stocks were at the eye of the hurricane. All of a sudden, with the home prices dropping and equity drying up, and equity loans drying up. Remember the days of equity loans? Take a little money out of the house, goes up in value, pull a little money out. You know, those were the days back then. Well, they're starting to go up again, and maybe money's loosening up just a little. But people also have a little extra money in their pocket these days, and that's helping this building sector. I pointed out 17 stocks last week that were rated A- or better in my app. That's a big percentage, because there's only 300 or so overall of the stocks that I follow, and there's an overrepresentation right now in the building sector. And that's one of the reasons that I purchased Mohawk in two of my portfolios last week. And it's having a very nice day here after reporting earnings. Okay, these best stocks now come in all shapes and sizes. They come from all walks of life, all sectors of life. We just talked about a carpet stock. And I know my Silicon Valley listeners are kidding me, carpet? Well, I'm sure you're going to like this next one then. It's a food stock. It's a packaged food stock. You know, one of my hobbies, one of my many hobbies, I have too many hobbies. I can never really focus on any one. Fishing's up at or near the top. But believe it or not, I like to make bread. I live on the West Coast. I grew up on the West Coast. And we're kind of known for sourdough bread out here on the West Coast. And I have a special affinity. My mother had a special affinity for hot sourdough bread and a little bit of butter. Is there anything better? I mean, you could live on it, right? Maybe a little clam chowder alongside. And I've always been in a quest to learn how to make sourdough bread. You know, it's not easy. It's very temperamental stuff because you're using natural leaven. Yeah, you can throw in a little bit of the packaged yeast, but then you're cheating. That's like using live bait at the lake, you know, instead of artificial lures. So I've done my best to teach myself how to make sourdough bread. I still don't have it down. I still can't make a great loaf of sourdough bread. I try and I try and I try. I got pretty good at it. Somehow, I don't know, lately it's been tough. But one of the tricks that I found is buying very good flour. You have to have good flour to make sourdough bread. It's good ingredients equals a good end product, right? So I buy at the local health food store natural, organic, unbleached white flour. And I look at the label, and it comes from Hain Celestial Group. I followed Hain Celestial Group for many years. It's used to make teas. It used to be a tea company, but now you go into the health food store. We have Jimbo's Naturally just across the street from us here at our office. I go there from time to time. They have a hot food bar and sandwiches and a bakery and all kinds of goodies like this. And many of the products in there, I noticed, come from Hain. Hain manufactures and distributes natural and organic food products and personal care products. Now, I can remember the time when organic had a little bit of a stigma to it. You know, I mean, there was a certain type of people that were shopping at the organic markets and this and that. And, you know, they're trying to be health conscious. And, you know, I just thought, gee, paying double for organic food doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But now here I find myself, I think times have changed. We somehow now we think, guy, I'm eating something with no chemicals or stuff on it, you know? It's grown naturally, organically. I think that's a good thing in a lot of cases, as long as I'm not paying too much more for it. But Hain's Celestial is now a $6.2 billion company out of Lake Success. Hey, that's a good place to have your company headquartered if you're a shareholder, because this stock has really performed for the shareholders over the years. And I'm sure if you go into a Whole Foods market, which has been a pretty good concept, or one of the competitors, look around. You're going to find, when you pick up a thing of flour or whatever, you're going to find that there's a lot of Hain products out there. Is there a demand for organic food and products? I think we don't have to look much further than the results that Hain has produced up in Lake Success, New York. Over the last 10 years, Hain is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Yes, more than most semiconductor stocks. More than most software stocks. Organic, unbleached flour. Over the last 10 years, Hain has delivered 21% per year. That'll make your IRA rise, won't it? That'll make your dough rise. Sourdough's like a three-day ordeal, but it's fun. Over the last 5 years, Hain has delivered 51% per year to investors. This is unbelievable. This is four times what the market has returned. Over the last 3 years, Hain has delivered 45% per year. It's tripled the returns of the market. By the way, Hain fits into what I would call a moderate risk profile. Hain is now a mid-cap stock. It's not a blue chip. This isn't Kellogg of Battle Creek. This isn't General Mills. This is Hain Celestial Group, but making a name little bit under the radar here in the health food organic sector. And I would say that almost all of the major supermarket chains now have a large contingency of organic products in them. My supermarket, Ralph's, which is owned by Kroger, has a whole, every aisle has organic products. And they have a whole section of organic produce and whatnot. It's really becoming a big force. Hain over the last 12 months is up 40%. The market's up 14%. And when I look at all the stocks in my database, Hain is at the top of the class when it comes to performance. It gets an A. Now, valuation. You know, this is a superior stock. It's an organic stock. You're going to pay a little more for an organic stock than a processed food stock. Hain's got a P.E. of 35, while Kraft has a P.E. ratio of 20. But Hain is a much faster grower. Hain has been growing by 30% per year, while Kraft has been growing at single digits. That makes a big difference. So you're going to pay a little more for this stock. When I take the earnings estimates next year of 216 and grow them out, what the analysts think the company can grow by, I get $111 target price. 5 years from now on a $61 stock out of 3,945 stocks, Hain comes in at number 34 overall. And it's a stock that I own in my moderate risk profile growth accounts. Hain, H-A-I-N. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And we've talked about it's kind of summed up the last several days on the radio show. And once again, we'll be sending out the newsletter. I send out the newsletter every single weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. You know what? I think it's some pretty good hard-hitting commentary there. And just look at the pictures. You don't even have to read the words. Just scroll through the pictures. I think you will learn more than watching a week of CNBC 8 hours a day, just looking at the pictures on Saturday morning or Saturday evening or Sunday morning. Just look at the pictures of the newsletter. Last week, one of the pictures I showed was the building sector, and I want to say I showed Mohawk as one of the stocks I was getting ready to break out. Now here it is, a big winner this week as they produce better than expected earnings, and I've already started adding a bunch of charts to this week's newsletter, a bunch of pictures. Just think of them as pictures. You don't have to be John Bollinger, technical analysis guru. You don't have to have a background in reading charts. Just look at the left-hand side of the chart and the right-hand side. Is it going up? And more specifically, is it just now starting to break out to new highs? That's really a nice spot in a chart in the development of a stock. Hopefully, that breakout's going to continue on and you've just begun a new up leg in a stock. I'll give you as many examples as I can possibly find in this coming newsletter, pwstreet.com. And I think it's also important not to get bogged down into thinking that it has to be a cutting-edge type of company. You know, it's all you got to do is read Peter Lynch's book, One Up on Wall Street, which was a classic back in its day. Peter Lynch ran the Fidelity Magellan Fund till it got so big he couldn't buy the best stocks now anymore. If you look at the performance of the Fidelity Magellan Fund over the last 10 years, you'll find that it's been a market performer. Why? Because they have to buy. The fund is so big, their hand is limited to buying big, stodgy old stocks of yesteryear because they can't buy the little ones that Peter cut his teeth on and were his bread and butter and drove the fund's performance for many years. You go with the great big fund like that and they have to buy great big stocks. A big fund like that can't buy a lot of these stocks that I mentioned, a lot of these stocks that I'm able to buy here at Gunderson Capital Management. Having said that, there's even stocks that I'm not able to buy for clients because they trade too thinly. They don't have enough volume, and there's no way to get in and out of them gracefully, like an elephant getting in and out of a bathtub or a hot tub gracefully. It's difficult, but most of the stock market is available to me, and that's why I, every week, look under every rock, examine everything I possibly can until I narrow it down to the very best ones that I can find. And I try not to be prejudiced against carpet stocks. I try not to be prejudiced against auto parts stocks. I try not to be prejudiced against Dollar Tree stores. Dollar stores. Dollar discounters. I try not to be prejudiced against flower stocks. And I'm talking the flour that goes into bread. Because great stocks, to be honest with you, come in all shapes and sizes, from all walks of life, from all areas of the world. And, you know, some are drug stocks, some are oil stocks, some are technology stocks, some are biotechs with just a laboratory and a hope for a drug someday. Some are very boring, mundane stocks like auto parts. I was shocked when I wrote my book back in 2011 when I had just started coming up with my grading system of the stocks that were rising to the top and were showing up as big winners. I had no idea that Priceline was such a successful stock. I had no idea that AutoZone was such a successful stock. And yet you say, well, that's not very exciting. How can I own? When there's new technologies emerging all the time, when there's social media, when there's cameras that now can be worn on our helmet. You know, I mean, it goes on and on and on. These other stocks are sexier, more glamorous. And it's hard to own a carpet stock. It's hard to own a company that makes organic flour. Yet, those have been some of the biggest winners in the market. So, you know, just take a gander. If you get a chance, go to my Best Stocks Now website, beststocksnowapp.com, or download the app on your smartphone, Best Stocks Now app, and just scroll through some of the top-ranked stocks, and you'll see that they come from all walks of life. And it may open up, just like my mind was opened up back in 2010, 2011, when I was working on the book, finishing up the app and whatnot. My mind really was open to companies that I had never, ever considered as being best stocks now. And yet the numbers pointed out, if you took away the name of the stock and hid it, and just looked at the results and just looked at the valuation, you'd say, now that's a stock I'd want to own. And then you uncover the name and you find out what they do for a living. You go, oh my gosh, that doesn't sound very exciting. Never mind. Well, you know what? You can't do that. Cover up the name if you have to. Look at the grade. Look at how it's performed versus other stocks. Make yourself a nice diversified portfolio. As we go to spring training, you're not going to have teams with all second basemen, are you? They're going to have a diversified mix of guys that can catch well, defend well, run well, bat well, pitch well, and together they make a team. And that's the same way I look at a portfolio. But you want the best hitters, the best runners, the best fielders, the best pitchers that you can find. And I call them best stocks now. Anyways, the newsletter will go out this weekend, as it does every weekend. PWStreet.com. That's PWStreet.com. Last week's newsletter, we had a 55% winner in 2 days. It doesn't happen very often, but it did happen. We also had Mohawk. We had several others that had big weeks. We also had a few clunkers, too. But sometimes those clunkers end up being okay if you're patient with them. That's the decision I have to make. And we manage money here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're growing very rapidly. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.